All right, friends, welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of calm, control, and courage. Today, we're tackling a beast that's probably haunted all of us at some point, procrastination. You know the feeling, right? That nagging urge to do something important, but suddenly finding ourselves knee-deep in cat videos on YouTube. Ever feel like you have this amazing plan, these awesome goals, and then bam, your brain decides to take a vacation without you? Well, guess what? You're not alone. Procrastination is a universal struggle, and the good news is, we can actually learn to tame the inner procrastinator. Today, I'm giving you 5 key takeaways, actionable steps you can start implementing right now to build your willpower and conquer procrastination. First things first. Identify your procrastination triggers. What are those specific situations or tasks that make your brain scream, "Nope, not today"? Is it starting a new project? Tackling emails? Cleaning the kitchen? We've all been there. Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies to combat them. Maybe it's breaking down big tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think of it like leveling up in a video game, celebrating each mini victory along the way. Or perhaps it's finding an accountability buddy, someone who can check in with you and keep you on track. Speaking of tracking your progress, try using a visual timer or a to-do list app to create a sense of urgency and accountability. We're talking Pomodoro technique, folks. 25 minutes of focused work followed by a short break. It's like training your brain for a marathon, gradually building up that willpower muscle. Next up, reward yourself. We all need a little motivation, right? Celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small. Watch that episode you've been dying to see, grab a delicious treat, or simply take a few minutes to relax and enjoy the feeling of accomplishment. Remember, positive reinforcement is key to building lasting habits. Now, here's something I find super helpful. Cultivate a growth mindset. When you stumble, because let's be honest, everyone stumbles, sometimes view it as an opportunity to learn and improve, not as a sign of failure. Embrace the challenge, adjust your strategy, and keep going. Think of it like this: each time you overcome procrastination, you're building resilience and confidence for the next hurdle. Finally, remember that self-care is non-negotiable. Getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, and moving your body regularly are crucial for maintaining energy levels and focus. You wouldn't expect your phone to run on fumes, would you? Treat your mind and body with the same care and attention they deserve. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who's been putting off writing that important report for weeks. She knows she needs to get it done, but every time she sits down to work, she finds herself scrolling through social media or cleaning her desk again. Sound familiar? Well, Sarah decides to try out some of these tips. First, she identifies her trigger: starting a new project feels overwhelming. So she breaks the report into smaller chunks, sets mini deadlines for each section, and even uses a timer to keep herself focused. She also rewards herself with a short walk after completing each chunk, which helps to boost her mood and motivation. And guess what? Sarah actually gets the report done. She feels proud of herself, energized by her accomplishment, and ready to tackle other tasks with renewed confidence. See, overcoming procrastination isn't about magic spells or superhuman willpower. It's about implementing practical strategies, building healthy habits, and celebrating your successes along the way. Remember, you're capable of amazing things. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step today. Break down that daunting task, set a timer, and give yourself permission to succeed. And don't forget to share your progress with me. I want to hear about your victories. Until next time, keep calm, stay focused, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.